こんにちは。
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 まめちゃんはまだ収録ができないので、今回もいつもと少し違う特別編とさせていただきます。ゲストはえみちゃんと、去年来てくれたライさんです。
ご無沙汰しております。
うん、久しぶりですね、ライさん。
久しぶりです。えみちゃん、久しぶり。
先週ぶり。
実は知り合い。
うん。まあ、I guess we're just gonna wing it.
Let's wing it.
Let's wing it. Tripping elderly women. So, researchers have built this bizarre treadmill that basically recreates the effect of tripping elderly people or basically anyone, I guess. Like slipping on a banana skin or banana peel. And essentially they say that they can create a vaccine...within the brain with this method. Sort of vaccinate your brain to tripping and falling.
So what's the result that we want with this study?
The issue is that falls in the elderly cost $30 billion per year.
In injuries or medical bills?
Yeah, it's the leading cause of injury in older people.Falling is like slipping and falling.
で、こ、転、わざと転ばせることによって体勢を作る。
Basically.
体勢? Is it like conditioning?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
そう、薬を取るんじゃなくて自分でトレーニングして転ばないように仕向ける。
まあ、脳トレってやつだ。
So they just have these old people walk on these treadmills and they trip them.
どうやってトリップさせるの?
The treadmill has like a...
Just debris.
It's supposed to be like a slipping effect.
Like linoleum?
They don't explain exactly how the slipping part happens, but they say that it feels like slipping on a banana peel.
That's terrible.
So it's just designed to break your balance, right?
And you're supposed to, それに耐えて頑張って転ばないようにするんでしょ?
Yeah.
で、どんどん転ばなくなる。
じゃあリアクションタイムを高めるってこと?転んでる時の。
それもあるかな。I don't know if your reaction time changes, but what you do when you react is like the proper response. So like drivers, like drifters, the car like starts to slide and they've gotten used to the car like kind of,losing control, right? So they counter steer.
Sure.
They respond appropriately and then can control the vehicle. Mm-hmm. So kind of in the same way, the drifter analogy for old people, I don't know what I'm doing.
So it's muscle memory. It's
basically,
muscle memory.
Yes.
You're developing muscle memory.
Yes. Yeah. So if you don't trip over things that often, then your recovery ability is also less. Mm-hmm. So when you do trip over something, you're fucked. Does that make sense?
Mm-mm.
I have a question.
Yes, please.
Who are they recruiting for this experiment?
I don't know. It's the University of Illinois in Chicago.
Interesting.
But これ薬使わないで自分の力で治るっていうのいいと思うんだよね。
確かに。
Well, normally the typical approach is to kind of strengthen the muscles around the ankle, kind of like balance balls. They have like Bosu balls.And like balance exercises for old people. But this approach of actually tripping them and putting them in that situation that they will be in when they are about to fall and injure themselves.
だいぶ大胆な発想だけど、did they get any results so far?
I think it's working, yeah.
You think it's working?
Yeah, they're just, they're still doing it. So.
拷問だよね。ほらまた今日リハビリの時間だから。
Yeah,
I can never get it right.
今日一日中。
今日一日中。転ばなきゃいけない。
We've got the treadmill loaded up with banana peels. You're just walking on this treadmill. There's like monkeys on the side.
じゃあ奥さんにどう説明するの?今日何してくんの?いやちょっと実験に参加しなきゃいけないんだけど、一日中転んでなきゃいけないんだよ。
転ばないように頑張るのがアイデアだからね。
It's gotta pay well.
あなた頑張ってね。転ばないように。
向き不向きあるだろうね。
うん。
これダメだったら薬飲めみたいな。
Well, what medicine are you talking about? That you just made this up?
Well, no, she's saying at least this is a natural remedy to something rather than pumping people full of antibiotics and drugs and stuff. So, yeah, I agree.
I guess, yeah.
うまくいくといいね。でもコロン
Dramamine or something? You take some Dramamine before you walk on the banana peel.
でもこれで転んで怪我したらね。ね、それどうすんの？効率的な。I'm
sure they have.
余計お金かからない。お金と時間。
Well, they're martyrs for the next generation.
They're expecting the person to fall, so I'm sure they have some safety precautions.
Yeah.
There's like pillows on each side of the treadmill. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
詳しくないけど、とりあえず they're trying this new approach.
ちょっと見てみたいね。いや、動画見てみたく、いや、ひど。見たくなくない？おじいちゃんおばあちゃんが。いや、あれと一緒じゃん。あれと一緒じゃん。あの、たけしの what was it? Takeshi's Castle? なんだっけあれ?
What's that?
Where Beat or Takeshi and another guy basically do these games for Japanese people where they have to run across a pond with rocks.
Oh, yeah, some
of the rocks sink.
Yeah. So then they
eat it basically. But it's just an entire show based on how these guys are trying to get through an obstacle course, but they get seriously hurt.
だって待って、これ体不自由なおじいちゃんおばあちゃんの話だよ。まあね。
だからじいちゃんばあちゃんになるまでにはもうバッチリってこと。
Yeah, but let's say you're an elderly person who's physically weak from being elderly, and you try this. And they teach you to fall the proper way. I mean, isn't that beneficial?
Well, practice does make perfect.
I'd say so.
And if you didn't do this, you're at risk of like falling somewhere on the stairs or just on the sidewalk and cracking your head.
At least, as long as the ojiichan obaachan korondemo itakunakereba.
They practice that in martial arts too.
Like ninja rolls.
Oh, so pretty.
She's just got obachans doing ninja rolls. Like,
hey, that means society's doing all right.
All right, yeah, true.
What did you come up with, Emmy?
Me?
We're going to talk about drinking in Japan, which is an interesting subject in Japan because
we're doing that right now, actually.
Yeah, maybe. I'm feeling okay. Dealing with addiction, Japan's drinking problem. First, I'll ask you guys. どれぐらい飲んでんの? 1週間で平均
2人とも。どれくらい飲んでるってな。お酒を。多分エミの方が飲んでるよね。私の毎日飲んでる。週7。週7。いや、でも7ぐらい。どんな飲み方?一人で寝酒なのか?フェリアで、フェリアで。本当に週7。だって私、バイトが、仕事がホステスだから、お酒は飲むじゃない。
2日酔いはならない。2日酔いはあんまない私。じゃあ酒、今日はちょっと厳しいっていう時ってないの?あ、今日やめとこうかなっていうのはある。で、お客さんになんて言われるの?ああ、そうか、そうか。うん。なんかまあ、飲みたくない時ってないからな。ちなみに何を飲んでるの?え、あるもの。ウイスキーとか焼酎とか。あ、そう。ワインとか。シャンパンとか。何でも。全部強いやつだね。全部いける。
いける。いけるぜ。じゃあ逆にそこを。いきなり出たよ、アル中。じゃあ逆にそこを全部ウォッカソーダとかにしたら健康的に良くなると思う。な、ウォッカ糖分高いんだよ。あ、そう。ウォッカと、あとワインとか。カロリーは低いんでしょ?でもウォッカって。カロリー低いかもしれないけど、確か糖分結構あったような気がする。あ、そう。ウォッカソーダ一晩中飲んでるのもなんか味気ないよね、でも。
健康的な話じゃないか。健康的な話。ウォッカの方がいい。まあ、健康になりたくてお酒飲んでるわけじゃないからね。まあ、確かに。そうだね。マイケルは?
I don't really drink that much.
Yeah.
maybe like once a week, twice a week tops. But even then, I like serious drinking maybe once a month.
Yeah. Do you regret those days?
Serious drinking?
Yeah.
Consistently. Yes. Lessons are not learned.
Not all the net. The thing about Japan is they don't take drinking very seriously. Alcoholism isn't recognized generally.
And I
think that's part of society, because you're not telling your bucho, you can't say that.
Not only that, but a lot of Japanese people experience very toxic effects from alcohol.
Right.
A lot of Japanese people get the Asian glow.
Yeah.
Turn red
yeah.
in the face.
Yeah.
Asian glow is serious business.
That's why they take Pepcid AC and antacid tablets to minimize it, apparently.
Not
Does
just
it
for
work?
The face.
It lowers the reaction, like, of your skin.
Really?
Yeah.
That's all it does?
In the States. In the States, Koreans, Chinese people, Japanese people all buy Pepcid AC, which is antacid, right? Which is 日本語で何だ? Antacid.
I don't know.
It's like heartburn.
Well, yeah, but that doesn't actually mean antacid.
Right. Anyways, it's the antacid pill.
It's just neutral.
Yeah. It minimizes the Asian glow, the reaction,
or not,
your enzymes not being able to break down the alcohol.
Not neutral, but basic. But I don't know if would that really help Asian glow though? Is that like established, or is it just something people do?
No, I mean if you look it up, it's everywhere. I'm sure it's part placebo.
Mm. Right, やったことないの.
What?
その、antacid.
I think I've taken it before.
あ、1回だけ飲んだことあるけど。でも記憶に残ってないってことはあんまワークしなかったんじゃない?ちゃんと飲む飲み方にもよると思うんだよね。だから最初からめっちゃショット飲み出したら多分いくら薬飲んでも真っ赤になるし。ウコンの力的なね。はいはいはい。だから実際どこまで効果があるかわかんないけどさ。
There are a lot of things that people take to try to offset the effects of alcohol, from ウコンの力 to glutathione.
Right.
To liver pills.
Right? Like,
but we're talking about, yeah, but there's all these, it's because people generally enjoy drinking, but people are also certainly peer pressured into situations where they drink more than they would otherwise.
Mm-mm.
Or go out to drink when maybe they would prefer to just go home and rest.
Right.
Because there are like work related obligatory drinking situations all the time in Japan.
Right. It's, yeah, exactly.
日本はそうだね。先輩後輩のシステムが結構根付いてるからね。後輩にちょっと飲ましてベロベロにして笑うみたいなのが。そう。前と比べたらだいぶ減ったけど、まだあるね。そうかな。だって金曜日渋谷とか回ったら普通に
9時半ぐらいにもうぶっ飛んでるやつもいるし。It seems like every year なんか毎年毎年早くなってるような気がする。なんか潰れてる人の時間が。確かに。Yeah.
Yeah, there are people throwing up at like 10 p.m. now.
Yeah.
Even earlier.
Well, speaking of throwing up, you know they call it platform pizza.
Ew.
Platform pizza.
Platform no pizza.
Who says that?
I don't know. That's what it says in this Japan Times article.
Nande pizza?
Because it looks like pizza.
Pizza no katachi ni natte nda yo. Dare ka ga home de haku toki ni.
In Asagaya, I see noodles more.
ラーメン多いから。プラットフォームラーメン。うん。プラットフォーム麺かな。どっちにしても気持ち悪いよね。確かに。ああ、God。麺はね、みんな、ちゃんと噛んでよ。いや、噛んだところで気持ち悪いんだけどさ。So
what's the main focus of this article that you...
So the main focus is how alcohol is not being treated as a disease. That
or alcoholism.
Alcoholism.
Yeah.
Because drinking is seen in Japanese society as a form of strength. Like he can drink more, he can drink every day. He can get
manliness even.
Yeah. Where you can get really drunk and still come to work the next day. And I think this is how it is in Korea as well. I think it's a similar. So I have some statistics here.
Please.
About 1.09 million people are thought to have been battling alcohol abuse in 2013.
Globally?
No. Obviously not globally. 1 million people in the world.
I don't know. 1 million still seems like a lot.
No, in Japan. And the thing is, this figure is almost 300,000 higher than it was a decade ago.
意外と何100万人がアル中で困ってるに悩まされてる。
そう。
意外と少ないな。
でもそれは多分
あちゃんと
レポーティングされてる方だし、
そうかお医者さん行ってアル中ですって言われてる。気づかないうちにアル中の人はもっといるんだろうね。
だろうね。でまあこのスタディでは、まあ、その先生に来てくれてる人たちは実際もう結構一線超えててもう結構やばい状況で行ってると。だから治療されるのには結構遅い、
うん、
でそうすると手遅れになって結構問題になっちゃうっていう話なんだよね。
手遅れになると何手遅れとかあんの？
Yeah, so there's various steps to alcoholism. So does it affect your work? Does it affect your family life?
There's symptoms too.
There's symptoms for everything. And if you go to the doctor early, 早めに行けばまあ理解できるわけじゃん問題を、
うん、
But by the time people make it to the doctors, they're already like 5 stages down in their diagnosis. So it's almost too late. So we're missing a lot of people that could go at an earlier stage that either die or just lose their families or anything after that. So they just don't get treated. And that's the problem. So there's a lack of treatment.
The best treatment is just... drink less fucking alcohol no
じゃあまあなんか啓蒙活動みたいなものが必要ってことだよだから啓蒙活動 like just
難しい日本語
で awareness so you want people to be aware that alcoholism is a disease it's not something that they need to fight through to get to be successful in life
それどうやってやるのニュースとかあニュースじゃないや CM とかで流すの
だからいろいろあると
思う it's a disease in the sense that it's an addiction、
うん、
right
so right now there's Alcoholics Anonymous in the West、うんうん、right that's pretty、うん、well known in Japan they have the All Nippon Abstinence Association this has to do with alcohol not sex
そんな
and the membership is 8,000 people spread across 650 local chaptersThat's really low.
あんまだって聞いたことないもんね。ある中の何集まってこう自分たちの話をするみたいな。
そう。だから自分はある中って認識するっていう
話。日本語でなんていうのその組織？
わかんない。
はい。
It's all Nippon Abstinence わかんない。ANAA All Nippon Abstinence Association. And Alcoholics Anonymous in Japan has 5,700.So AA actually isn't doing as well in Japan compared to the All Japanese Association.
Or they're doing better.
Or they're doing better because they have less alcoholics.
Yeah. Right. Depends how you look at it.
But either way, those numbers are really small considering how many people in Japan, I'm sure, drink a lot.
I think most people in their 20s probably drink too much. In fact, drinking at all is not that good for you.
Right.
You know, they've said like, oh, if you have a glass of wine a day, it might lower cardiovascular disease or whatever. But the negative side effects of alcohol, even just a couple beers, is pretty substantial. First of all, everyone's getting fat. Also, it lowers testosterone, which is crucial for a lot of things.
Right.
It's also toxic and cause stomach cancer, liver problems as well. I think isn't there stress on your kidneys?
Yeah.
Oh, also,
in your liver.
Yeah.So, but it's socially accepted. People get drunk and beat their wives. People get drunk and crash all the time.
Yeah.
And then you compare this to some of the other substances, even illegal ones. You know, it's pretty extreme, the effects of alcohol.
Yeah. I mean, considering we have almost no laws on alcohol, at least in terms of public...intoxication like people are walking around Tokyo with beers in their hands and then you look at how they look at other illicit drugs in Japan, and it's totally different how they treat the drugs. So where are they drawing the line?
Do they have the what are the breathalyzer? I guess they're just called breathalyzers. Mm-hmm. Do they have breathalyzers in cars here?
In
cop cars or in your own?
In your own car. Because in the United States, they require people that have been caught drunk driving to actually have a breathalyzer installed inside their car. So they have to breathe into this thing to start their car. Every time they want to like drive to the supermarket, they have to breathe into this thing to start their car.
いや、聞いたことない。だってうちら今住んでるの、住んでるのが東京だから、あんま車頻繁に使う人が周りにいなくない。そしてみんな慎重じゃない。うん。そう。慎重なのかな。え、わかんない。ライの周りがどういう人間かわかんない。うん。まあ、車は圧倒的に海外というかアメリカに比べたら少ないっていうのは。東京周辺は特にね。
The concept doesn't even exist, though. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I haven't heard of it.
Of what? Alcoholism?
No, the breathalyzer in your, installed in your car.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good segue.
なんかお金かかりそうじゃない? で、日本なんかやってなさそうな気がするけど。じゃあまあ、この流れで。
Yeah, tell
ドリンクメイトっていう小さいブレサライザーのUSBポートの機械が最近出てきてて、アンドロイド専用なんだけど、要はお酒飲んでて車に乗る前に本当に俺大丈夫なのかっていうところで、このUSBのデバイスにフーって、でテストをする自分のアルコールレベルを。
でも分かんなかったらもうやばいんじゃない。でもアルコールレベル分かって、ギリギリ運転しても捕まらない程度でも、だってたかが数字でしょ。でも You don't know how like one beer might affect someone differently than one beer might affect me differently than it does you.
Yeah, but you can still get a reading.
でも例えば私がビール 1個飲ん むのとライが1本飲むのと同じ数値が出るでしょ。いや、あ、違うの。どうだろうね。いや、体重違うから。だから体重で計算しなきゃいけないじゃん、どっちにしても。It
would be different.
で、アメリカだったら 0.08 でしょ、 0.08。日本って何なの？
0.03。0.03?
Yes. So it's lower.
It's less than half.
So Japan is actually pretty strict.
Very strict.
And
the penalties are very high. Well, if you're driving a car in Japan, it's like you have professional responsibilities with that. It's actually considered to be professional negligence if you like get in an accident or something, right? Whereas in the U.S., it's like whatever, you might have a driver's license in some place like Hawaii.
そうですね。ハワイヘルメットも必要ないからね。バイクとか乗ってても。It's
so strict here. The rules for driving. It's like people. There are stories where like a taxi driver ran over a homeless person, but the homeless person was like sleeping on the road, and it was dark.
Yeah.
And so the taxi driver didn't see them and ran over them.
Right.
But that taxi driver ended up in jail for years and years. So. And it's almost like the blame is assigned based on what vehicle you're piloting.
Yeah, the bigger one.
Yeah, the bigger one takes more blame.
Yeah.
And they also have a percentage system here. So it can be like 70% this person's fault, 30% this person's fault in Japan. But in most of the Western world, it's 100% this person's fault, 0% this person's fault. Always.
It definitely is. The cops definitely pull you over for what car you're driving, though. That's for sure.
Yes. Well, if you're like on a motorcycle, if a motorcycle gets in an accident with a car, there's a greater responsibility on the person driving a car. If a car and a bicycle get in an accident, it's almost always completely the car's fault in Japan. Right. And if a pedestrian and a car get in an accident in Japan, it's almost for sure the car's fault. Because a pedestrian can jaywalk a red light and you can run them down and it's still your fault. Which I think actually makes some sense.
Yeah.
As far as like deterrence and actually placing the responsibility.
Jaywalk もでも違法なはずなのにね。とりあえず歩行者の方が優先される。小さい方が優先されるってことだよね。車運転したくないな。
You got your license recently.
4月にそう運転免許受け取ったけど、まだペーパードライバー。
Is that around when you like spread those license lies on the podcast?
初めてポッドキャストをやった時に。
なんだっけ？
その今日朝に取りに。
説明してたね。
そう運転免許のピンクの部分の数字の下2桁が自分の点数だって。
でも。違いますね
違った超騙された
結局何だったの
結局 it's like these random digits、
関係ない
あなんかちゃんと意味はあるみたい なんかどこの試験センターで取ったかとかいやっぱ点数ではなくて
なんか面白くないやつ
そうそうそう早速バイリンガルニュースでホラ吹いちゃった超恥ずかしい
That was hilarious You should tell Emmy how we got pulled over
Yeah, we got pulled over when we were coming back from Onjuku. 普通に運転してて、で、裏に警察がいて、もう横でマイケルが、ああ、来たよ、これっつって、大丈夫だよって思いながら、
いつも通りのあれ。
ブーンって、本当、1秒ぐらい加速したら、ピューって始まって、で、止められて、で、裏から来たんだよね。で、裏から来て、お兄さんっつってでなんて言ってたんだっけ
なんだっけ違反っていうか He started with like 違反っていうか
別に違反というかって始まったんだよね警察
だってえなん
だ違反じゃなかったってことだね、
right? でどうなったの
Well,
要は車、まあ、人種差別っていうか、まあ
まあ、
マイケルの
結局何もなかったんでしょ、
まあ、マイケルの車がうるさいっていうか、まあ、レーシング的な結構改造されてる車だから、もう目つけられたわけ、まあ、されてなくても警察には目つけられて
でなんて言われるのそんな違反でもなんでもないのに
君これ結構改造してるねって
かっこいいじゃんみたいない
そこまでいかないけどどれぐらい馬力出んだよっつってで説明したら
興味津々じゃん、
no,
ね、
It's aThey just, that's just the opening for them to ask to search the car. So they were asking to search the car for drugs and like weapons and stuff.
Yeah. So he's like, 免許だけ見せて. He takes out his 免許, shows him. He goes, 品川ナンバーだね. だからそうなんだよ, 品川だよ. え、この辺でレーシングしてたのか? って聞かれて, いや、御宿行ってて, ちょっと東京に帰るんですよ.
It was weird.
その間は結構何レーシングとかしてたわけ要は言わせようとしてたんだよね何もしてなかったのに
I wasn't doing shit
でじゃあ車ちょっと見ていいかなちょっとだけだよって言われて
そういう時マイクを嫌だって言いそうじゃない You have no right
well, I've always said yes every time but I'm so tired of it I'm so sick of like getting shit from the police so I was just like no becauseIf you look in the Japanese constitution,
you don't have
they can't,
to, right?
You can deny a search. The police don't have a right to
Unless
force a search.
Unless they have a warrant, right?
Yeah, and they didn't have a warrant or anything.
they just found you, of course.
Yeah, so I was just trying to exercise my Japanese constitutional right.
As a citizen.
As a
Japanese
citizen. So I was refusing the search, but that dude was not having it.
Well, no, he said, じゃあちょっとトランクの中見ていいかなって、で、マイケルは、え、これ断っていいんですよねって聞いて、いや、まあ、
He was like,
まあ、そう、
逆に怪しいん
だけど、逆に怪しいんだけどな、それはね、
結局、You have no rights。
そう、なんか免許を平気で見せてくれてたし、それでサーチできなかったら、ちょっと話がおかしいんじゃねえかって話になったの、変なロジックじゃん。
って言われたの?
って言われたんだよ。
うん。
で二人で目合って もう全力でもうこれミスたくねえなって話になったんだけどもうめんどくせえからいいやと思って開けて裏行って裏見て何も探さずごめんね君これはもう車見たらもう止められちゃうよしょうがないよって言われたしょうがねえよって言われたよね
Yeah, they were just saying、it's gonna keep happening, so I should just like deal、
Open、
with it、
up.
Buy a new
I
car
I should just deal with it、
yeah. Buy a minivan、
yeah. Yeah. They're just wiping their asses、yeah. with the、constitution The Japanese police don't know the law here It's ridiculous、
don't know the law
They don't know the law
Or they took advantage of the lawBecause they saw Michael.
No, but I have a right to、deny a search.
ただ時間がかかりそうで面倒くさいから search させたってことでしょ？
じゃない。
He wasn't gonna let me refuse the search, though.
しかもトランクだけだ。
No, he threatened、to do a more comprehensive search if I denied、
yeah.
the search.
So.
別に何も見つかるわけじゃないの。
And if you're.
それで何警察官何もっと呼ぶの？パトカー 2,3 台来て何結局何もないんでしょ
I don't know but I wasn't trying to find out
ただ俺らの税金がそっちに行ってるってことね
but just the way that the police behave here is not according it's unconstitutional and it's not fair
at least they don't shoot you
and, まあ
それが最低限か
それはありがたいね
いや銃ないのうん海外のポリスよりいいと思うけど
いやでも7072時間だっけ48時間
Which,
なんか交番かなんかになんかホールディングされるんじゃないの日本って
Oh yeah they don't
charge
have to charge you
そう
oh, God,、
oh, they've held people for weeks without charging them
そうそうそうで誰も電話できないんでしょ弁護士も
you get like a postcard
それ外国人の場合でしょほとんど
mostly yeah, yeah but you just get like a postcard it's pretty badIt's pretty bad. But it's pretty bad in the States too with the whole Ferguson thing.
Yeah, yeah.、
Mm. Are you keeping up with... You guys know what's going on with the Ferguson thing?
I hear that word、Ferguson. Thrown around.
It's being thrown around, yeah.
How much is it getting picked up in Japan?
Not that much.
Right.
Not that much.
Which is getting picked up more? ALS Ice Bucket Challenge or Ferguson?
ALS じゃない
ALS yeah. probably yeah.
日本の芸能人もやり始めてるからねあれ
Really、
うん
yeah.
かっこよくなってきたんだね多分、
うんうん、
やった
やってない
やった、
うん、やってない、
yeah. I haven't been nominated either
人気ないねこの3人
人気日本だからね
well, I don't know how I feel about that whole thingIf I did it, I don't think I'd do it for ALS. Like, not... I mean, it's not like I have anything against people with ALS or anything
it
like that.
It could be for anything else.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. There's just a lot of
That's not
other
good.
issues.
Didn't a statistic come out that most of the money donated to the ALS... ALS... what? Shit.
ALS.
ALS. ALS. No, その ice water bucket challenge.がほとんど行ってないんだって
I think something like 17% is going towards actual research
そうそうそう、であとは
なんか
advertising or like
well actually the、if you I actually went and I kind of looked into the ALS organization and I looked at they have like their tax returns and you can see what the salaries are of the people that work there and anA lot of that money is just going to the administrative stuff of that organization.
じゃあほとんど research に行ってないってことだよね?
Yes.
So it's not really helping.
It's helping, but it's not helping as much as it could. I think it's more important for... If the Ice Bucket Challenge was just like donate to a charityof your choosing you know then people would be more in that charitable mindset of actually proactively selecting an organization because right now people are just like oh ASL and they just dump buckets over their head
ALS
I did that on purpose Oh. I'm making fun of the people that do the videos.
Okay,
they're all saying ASL.
I see what you did there.
Gomen.
at least we caught it. Yeah.
Yeah. So they say like ASL and they dump the ice bucket.
Yeah.
And they 結局 don't donate, and it's kind of just a.
The thing about that whole challenge is, it's probably wildly successful in terms of social media reach and awareness.
Mm.
So that's a good thing that they can get that out to the entire world. In terms of the monetary stuff, who knows? What was their goal? They never told us their goal. They never gave us a ketsu to this campaign. Mm. There's no ending. So the first couple months, I think everybody liked it, and it was interesting. We were seeing really famous people put ice on their heads, so it was just kind of a good fad. And then it continued, and now everybody's trying to get creative. That's not the point of doing the ice bucket challenge, to get creative. It's to basically, in the end, spend money on research.
Oh, it's so fun.
But what's
creative
the...
の方が...
No, I agree. But it's gotten to the point where people are saying, oh, see, people are just doing it for themselves, or they're not doing anything with the money. They're just doing it to put their video up on Facebook. So there's a lot of negativity. But I think that's because they didn't have a deadline or a goal for how much money they wanted to reach.
But a lot of the negativity is coming from the fact that the Ice Bucket Challenge was originally something where you could donate to a charity of your choosing. And then it was kind of co-opted, and it's become all about this ALS thing. And a lot of people don't necessarily support... don't necessarily like what they see when they investigate that actual organization itself.
Right.
So I don't think there's anything wrong with the ice bucket. I mean, people have raised concerns about like water usage and things like that, which I think is kind of a minor issue. I just think that it would be more effective if people could choose which charities to donate to, because ALS primarily affects middle-aged, typically Caucasian men, and why not allow people the autonomy to kind of decide where they're going to donate their money to, if they're going to donate, if they're going to do the challenge.
But aren't we only saying this because it's not going how it's supposed to go? I mean, because this is going on for so long. If it ended after 2 months and we said, "Great job, we've raised this much money, thank you," then it's a different story.
Well,
right?
No, I think a lot of people have been thinking this from the beginning, because that's what it was before it became the ALS bucket ice bucket challenge. It was just...
So they consolidated all the kifusaki to their own place? Is that what you're saying?
Essentially, that's what's happened. Yeah. Mm. Which, if you have ALS, that's great.
Right. I suppose.
I suppose, yeah.
I mean, I still think in the end it's a social phenomenon that worked.
Yeah, yeah. It's like Kony. Kony was
right.
Kony was evidence that really powerful and good intentioned things can become viral and spread through the internet. But as we all know, the Kony thing wasn't exactly what it was.
Yeah, it was an interesting
supposed to be.
It was an interesting ending.
Kony, yeah. Very interesting.
2012, that kid.
Yeah, it was a whole kit. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Kit with a poster and like some
graffiti tools. American人の人がなんかあの documentary 作ってどこだっけ アフリカの Uganda.
Where's Kony?
Kony, Ugandaだか Rwandaだか.
I forget where Kony supposedly was, but the information that was disseminated by that first documentary wasn't...
It was outdated.
True.
No, it was true, but it was pretty outdated.
I think it was like both not really that true and also outdated. Mm. And Kikuku, that Kony guy, ended up beating off in public.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he got naked in public. You were right. It is Uganda. The Democratic Republic of the Congo.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah. Very good.
Wow. Very good. Impressive.
Michael, what do you got?
Ebola. So Senegal, also in Africa, has become the fifth country to be infected by Ebola. 1,600 people have died from Ebola so far. More than 3,000 people have been infected. What's interesting as this Ebola spreads is that there's also been good news about this ZMAP.
And the new vaccine or whatever?
Yeah, the cure that some people have come up with, some researchers have come up with. They tested this ZMAP on 18 primates, and they were all cured. They tried it on 2 American workers, cured, and they just tried it on 2 African workers who were released from the hospital yesterday, cured. So it looks like there is a working cure for Ebola now.
最近までなかったの?
No. Well, the ZMAP thing was around, but it was still in like animal testing phases and stuff. They've kind of rushed it out of that.
Right, since it was spreading so quickly.
Yeah, to combat
But that was the precedent, right? Where they allowed, or the USDA, or one of those organizations allowed them to use the vaccine without it being completely signed off 100% because it was so necessary to save some people.
Well, it was actually the American workers who had gotten infected that prompted them to...
Bend the rules,
Bend basically. The rules a little bit, because it's like, yeah, we're not 100% sure that this ZMAP thing works, but you've got fucking Ebola.
Yeah.
You know? Your odds...
Yeah, exactly. Your odds Sit there and die, or at least try to survive. Yeah.
The odds are slim on Ebola, so that's why.
Mm-hmm.
The mortality rate of trying an experimental drug was lower than not trying it if you were someone that had Ebola.
So it was just logical, yeah.
Ebola ってかかってからどれくらいで死ぬの?
I think it incubates for like 2 weeks, up to 2 weeks. And then you start to become contagious and symptomatic.
Yeah, it says here it
hemorrhagic
starts
fever.
Yeah, it starts with fever, sore throat, muscle pain, and headaches. Mm. And then goes into what we all love, vomiting, diarrhea, and rash.
And bleeding from...
Internal bleeding, yes.
External bleeding as well.
As well, both. Yeah.
Yeah.
全部って感じだね。
Yeah.
Mm.
Spreading through the air, fruit bats.
But it's not airborne. It's not airborne, and supposedly it doesn't travel through mosquitoes. I think at one point...
It says infected animals, so I'm sure it's anything.
But mosquitoes can't transmit the disease, which is a good thing. On the flip side, some scientists are warning that Ebola is mutating fairly rapidly, which is what we don't want. We don't want that.
So that.
It says similar symptoms are like malaria, cholera... So, it's countries with outbreaks of malaria and cholera, most of them. So, Africa fits that bill.
Mm. やばいね。
日本にはまだ来てないんでしょ?
来てない。
アメリカと、イギリスとかもあったよね。
They've flown some people in.
Yeah, to Atlanta.
Yeah, but they try to control those environments very carefully, so...
ああアメリカの空港の厳しいもんね。
うん。
え、でも、if it's dormant, 2週間さ、症状が出てこないなら空港でも分かんないよね。
まあね。うん。I guess.
ダンダンダーン。
I don't know. I think they screen people that are leaving those areas, though, pretty carefully. So if you're, like, flying out of, Senegal now...They're probably screening people. But I don't
know. Yeah, screen したところで。
If it's dormant,
yeah,
you mean?
Yeah, 何もできないでしょ。
I'm not sure. I'm not sure how that works. I don't know if there's no symptoms at all for 2 weeks. Are there no symptoms at all for 2 weeks? So...
Hold on. No, it says signs and symptoms of Ebola usually begin suddenly.
What?
すぐに出るらしいよ症状。 でもまあ症状が出たっつっても、まあ、疲れだとか熱だとか頭痛だからまあ普通の、うん、普通の風邪ひいてんじゃねえかって思ったところで、
うん、エボラ The fuck?
エボラさんがやってきたよ。
They might be using、infrared cameras at the airports to check
熱が出てないか、
yeah.
ってこと、
うん、yeah.
じゃあこれの感染率っていうか何が一番怖いのエボラ。
だってさ空気中で if it's not if it's not airborne what's the problem? How do you pass it on to someone else?
So,
どうやって人を感染するの?
So it's actually very difficult to trans it's not a highly contagious disease、うん、Ebola is not necessarily that contagious. Howeverbecause in the later stages of Ebola, you're bleeding from everywhere, it becomes easy to transmit. Do you know what I'm saying? Like the disease itself isn't that good at, it's not that contagious. Mm. But if you have people in the later stages that are bleeding from their skin, bleeding from their eyes or whatever, then that makes everything a lot more dangerous.
Yeah. Or, ないマイケルが今さイボーダで血だらけになっててもさ私触っただけじゃ何もなんなくない。
いやいける。
No, you can get
粘膜につけばそうだけどさ。
So you can have like a little nick on your right. or whatever, right?
Yeah, it says usually direct contact with secretions. So whatever it is, any direct contact. So I'm sure it functions similarly to AIDS in that instance.
Yeah.Avoid my secretions and you should be fine.
I'm good about that.
Actually, bat droppings. If a bat gets it, bat droppings goes into your fruit in the morning. Not good.
どういうシチュエーション?
トロピカル。
コウモリの運動がフルーツバスケットに入って
る。それ本当にあんの?
うん、だから。Bat droppings, yeah.
Really? Yeah. Guano.
Guano. Guano.
何 guano って?
It's like the word for bat dropping.
Have a specific word for it?
Is guano English?
No.
Guano is a different language.
I think it's an African way of saying bat uncle. Guano. Mm-hmm.
Wow, it must be a big thing. Komori no uncle.
It's just Ace Ventura. That's the only reason why. That's the only reason why.
No, but don't. Well, I think they make certain coffee beans. They like marinate coffee beans in guano.
Hmm.
But I thought it was poisonous.
Only the Ebola
just bat guano.
They don't make coffee. They don't marinate coffee beans in Ebola guano.
It would be so expensive, though.
めっちゃハードコアだね、みたい。
ハードコア。The last cup of coffee you'll ever have.
そうそう。私服の人。
Have you guys seen this new umbrella that someone came up with? The reverse umbrella.
Oh.
Have you heard about this?
Yeah, maybe. Does it not fold up?
It folds up.It works like a normal umbrella. The only difference is that when you close the umbrella, it folds the other direction.
You mean it turns, inside out?
It turns inside out when you close the umbrella.
Uh-huh.
So when it's open, you use it like a normal umbrella. Mm-hmm. But when you go to close it,
Oh, right. Okay.
The umbrella closes the opposite direction. So you know how when you close your umbrella, like a normal umbrella, you close it and the inside of the umbrella is dry.
Right.
The outside is wet. So it gets everything wet.
Ah, それ頭いいね。
But this other umbrella, it's called the Kazbrella, K-A-Z-brella for some reason.
Dude, Kaz made it?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Kazu-san.Anyways,
I think it's actually some foreign guy. Maybe he's from Kazakhstan. I don't know. But when you close... Hey, you're sleeping on the Kazakhstan umbrella.
Kazakhstan.
Mm. Anyway, so when you close this umbrella, it closes the opposite way. So the outside of the umbrella is completely dry. And also it makes it easier to close an umbrella and get into a car.Because normally if you're trying to do the umbrella to the car thing, you have to like get away from the door because it's all in the...
You get a couple seconds of rain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you
first world problems.
Yeah.
これコウモリのうんこからどうやって傘の話になった?
so you don't get hit by the bat droppings.
Ah, Ebola. 傘があればいいね。
Yeah. And it keeps all the bat droppings inside when you close it.
どんだけ降ってくるの？そうね。
以上。Yeah. Rai was talking about this app earlier where you only send emoji.
Mm. Just emoji.
And your username is only emoji too. So,
なんかね、絵文字のみでコミュニケーション取れるアプリがあるらしい。
なんていうアプリなの？
絵文字。No, what is it called?
絵文字り。
絵文字り。
Okay, and what?
海外で。
あ、海外のものなの？
うん、そう。で、リアルに文字なし。だから自分のユーザー名も絵文字じゃなきゃいけないわけ。だからリクエスト来たとしても誰って感じだ。
絵文字だけな
の。You have to learn people's emoji name.
そう。だから飯行くだったらその飯の絵文字とハテナとかだよ。のみ。それだけ。
それ使ってんの？ライ。
使ってない。
それで婚活中。
婚活？それで結構レベル高い婚活だよね。それで使ってたら。でもそれで会話できたらいいんじゃない？それ結構な。
It means you guys are
結構な症状じゃない
？ Stupid if you guys can.
バカってこと。
If you can have your usual conversations just using emoji.
いやそれで会話できたら結構天才的じゃない？
いや。
まあ、天才かバカどっちかだよね。
最近どんどんさあのメールとかで文章あの言葉が短くなってくじゃない？なんかアブリビエーションとか LOL が Laugh Out Loud だとか。
それ最近じゃない？
最近じゃないけどさ。
LOL is like
もうそれで私限界なんだ
よ。
80s じゃないよ。いや、but さ、
80s だよ。
どんどん進化してくんだね、そういうのが。絵文字だけでコミュニケーション。
If you had to write your name using only emoji, what would you write your name as?
What?
当て字じゃなきゃいけないよね、ほぼ。エミ。
絵文字でしょ？
うん。
How is that even possible?
But 適当に You have to You don't have a choice だからお願いします
なんかペインティングの絵文字と自分を指してる人間の絵文字絵と身絵と身身私
それいいかも嫌いじゃない嫌いじゃない、
うん、
マイケルとかどうやってやるのだってい
やもう適当に外人の顔だよね坊主の外人の顔
外人の絵文字もあるわ Wow Good luck with that、うん、
一番怪しい外人の絵文字を使って
確かにまあ車とかだろうね、うん、警察と車とか
I'll put
police card いいかも
I'll use 外人絵文字と、うん、車と、うん
警察
おまわりさん
あ、マイケルだ
通じる
マイケルズオン
ライン分かりやすい分かりやすいちょっとヘビの話しようよ
あごめんごめんなんかみんなの話と比べて全然しょぼいんだけどこの前中国の何地方って読むんだろう広東省中国語読めない広い東の省 I don't know how to read
どうぞ、
like、anyway, some part of China で蹴り落とされた20分経過したコブラの頭が
蹴り落とされた
蹴り落とされて20分経過したコブラの頭が
蹴り強いね
超蹴り強い
ヘビ料理人に噛みつき料理人死亡中国のこのなんちゃら地方
じゃあ要はヘビが頭切られて
そうなんか
まだ死にたくねえと
なんかねヘビとかこういう爬虫類っていうのは切断されてからも1時間ぐらい they can function、
うん、
apparently、
うん、
で、
うん、
そのシェフは
1時間
いやマックスでそれを知らなかった料理人が切ってそのコブラのエキスをなんかスープかなんかに使ったのかな、
うん、
How come he doesn't know thisWas it the first time he's?
だまさかリベンジに帰ってくると思わないじゃん、ヘビ。
まあ今までの経験、まあ I mean I think 1時間動けるけど動くケースが少ないんじゃない？
じゃあ近くにいたってことなんだ。
Well, how often are you cooking snakes?
True, true. It is your fucking job.
Which country are you in?
China.
Yeah, that's China. What I'm saying.
Where in China?
Oh my god. 読めないって言ったじゃん。
ごめん。
どこ噛まれたの？
でも気になる。
どこ噛まれたの？
こうどことは書いてないけど。どこでも死んじゃう。
でも落ちて足なのか。
ああ。
何？足を。
いや多分ね腕だと思う。なんか捨てようとしたらってなんかある記事で捨てよう、その頭の部分は使わないから、うん、その頭を掴んだ時に。使わないの？うん。
うん。
なんか血を使いたかったってどっかで読んだ。
Really? What do they...
Snake blood?
What do they use that for?
It's like 高級中華料理。
Really?
うん。
No, the first thing I typed into Google, I said snake blood for food.
And, it's Metal Gear Solid.
No, the first search result is penis hotspots and snake blood. Asia's libido boosting foods.
Mm. あ、だからそういう効果があるんだね。だからそのなんていうの日本語。アフロディゼアック。
うん。
ね、なんだろうね、それ。エッチくなる。
エッチくなる。エッチ剤。
エッチ剤。
え、カキ食べるとさ、ちょっと元気になるとかさ、元気っていうか、スポーンとか、チョコとか、
ムラムラっていうか、そうだよね。
オイスターズ too、yeah。
Yeah, yeah。
あれ鉄分が多いからだって聞いたんだけど、like iron。
I don't think it's iron。
Well, no, I heard it just it promotes blood flow. So it doesn't make you want to have sex. It just promotes blood flow. So 結果として血の流れが良いから元気が出るっていう。
But if you drink, like snake's blood would contain a lot of iron.
Blood in general.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
そうそうっていう。
まあそこだよね。じゃあ血使うってことは。アフロディゼアックじゃない？
高級料理だって。
I don't know if it really works.
なんか調理したらいろんな成分失われそうじゃない
？You know, actually, there's a really popular treatment where they take your blood out of your body, a lot of blood.
Mm-hmm.
They spin it in a centrifuge, and then they just take a certain portion of it that has anti-inflammatory properties, and then they inject that back into your body. And it's the reason why it works is if you take blood out of your body naturally replenishes that blood,
right?
So now you're kind of back to normal levels, and then they inject that back, the anti-inflammatory parts. Of that blood that they spun back into your body, and that's supposed to have like enormous health benefits, like anti-inflammatory benefits. So Kobe Bryant has done it, a bunch of high-level athletes have done it.
So it's kind of new age treatment.
Yeah, and they're doing it in California, and I think it actually originated in Germany. It was called Orthokine. Yeah,
it's your own blood.
They take out your blood, spin it in a centrifuge.
どれくらい、え、何？その自分の血、何リットルか取って、それをきれいにするの？全部取るわけにはいかないもんね、だったら。
I think it's probably... I mean, how much of your blood can they actually take? I think they take quite a bit.
あれさ、輸血じゃない。献血するとき。
Yeah. It's like a pint?
献血は
4ミリ、え、4リットル。え、そんな
に？いや、違う。200ミリか400。
Oh. 4リットル
4リットルだ
った、ね、結構重症だよそれ。
ちょっと待って、ペットボトル2本分だった。400ミリか。
Yeah, 400 milliliters is standard for someone、
ね、
But for you, they'd probably just take 200. And you can only give blood like once every 3
半年とか8ヶ月だったような気がする。
Was it really? I thought it was like 3 months or something.
Well, and you can't likeleave the country or be in a country where, like, if you're in Mexico, yeah, like, they're never going to let you.
まあ何ヶ月後かだね。あと血圧も it has to be right. 体重も50キロ以上だけいけないとか。
Yep. Have you done it?
うん。50キロ以上あるよ。一度だけやったことある、暇つぶしで。
暇つぶし
って言っちゃいけないのかな。
ダメでしょ。
You feel really different afterwards, right?
Not really.
Really? I felt...
I did.
I felt...
dizzy.
Well, they weird. Give you sugar and cookies and drinks and stuff. Yeah.
You get like a ticket or something.
何?献血カード?
That you did?
Yeah, if you do 献血, they give you like a coin or something that works to buy...
Amy, coin もらってないよ。
Oh, really?
ご利用されてるね。
You went to some 微妙 ass place then. Because I got like free cookies and shit.
Yeah.
マリービスケットもらったって。
I guess that's cool.
ビスクみたいな。
Yeah, I felt way different. I couldn't... just because I was exercising like a week later, they say like don't do any exercise for like 2 days.Two or three days. You're not supposed to wake
up. Just that day, usually. If you sleep and wake up, you're fine. They just say that not that day. That's what they told us.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, your body doesn't actually regenerate those red blood cells for quite a while.
It depends how much they take, too, I'm sure.
Yeah, but typically, if they take like 400 milliliters, it's going to take you like 3-4 months to kind of get to back to where you were.
Really?
Yep.
私普通にでも献血の後にバイトとかした、普通の飲食店レストランで働いたんだけど、なんか時間が空いて献血行ってそのまま普通にバイト行ったけど全然変わんなくない？
まあ it's not
well like
that's not super physical バイト either.
But if you're like an athlete or something, you're gonna struggle.
ちょっと試合前に献血してくるわみたいな。
だって高校の時献血学校で献血してた時って陸上の練習行かなくてよかったんだよ。まあ行ったら危険って言われたから、まあ迷わず献血しに行くよね。
高校の時献血とかさせられた？
させられてないよ。
別に
強制、強制もちろん強制ではない
けど。確
かに。
Kim Jong needs blood.
Yeah.
Gather the children.
Fresh blood.
Completely inappropriate.
Actually, so back, I got some information about snake blood. If you want to hear more about snake blood,
what do you have?
So on CNN, they're saying that the snake blood that they sell in Jakarta may contribute to firm breasts.
Clear, that sounds so sketchy.
Clear skin.
Emmy's not buying it.
They have cobra blood vendors in Indonesia.
Really?
They say it's for great health and sexual performance.
Yeah, but you can... See, the thing is, everywhere is still doing this stuff, though. You know? Like, look at... what is it? Like, Habushu.
Yeah.
Okinawa no
Habushu.
Sore dou natte no?
Habushu?
Nonda koto aru?
Actually, I have.
Yeah. It tastes horrible.
Not really. It's really strong. It's like whiskey.
Like on steroids.
Yeah. Emmy は違うレベルだ。
確かにエミレベルはちょっと違うからね。
Drinking Habushu like every day.
Shots of Habushu. Habushu and blood.
It's kind of like she orders shots. It comes with like a tiny snake in it. Like she just swallows it whole.
Like baby Kong.
Yeah.
ちっちゃいヘビ。
どんなイメージだよ。But that's not for sexual purposes or...
You mean for you?
Getting drunk?
It's
for sexual purposes.
Is it?
Habushu alcohol?
No, habushu is
well,
for...
Well, the snake. Yeah.
Yeah, it's supposed to help you have children.
Fertile. You're more fertile. Yeah.
Fertility, isn't it?
Habushu に関しては, I thought it was just...
Fertility じゃないの?
I think all of that represents fertility. It's like the rhino husk and stuff where they shave it down and like snort it or whatever they do, butt funnel it, whatever they do. But they think all that stuff is... It's like eating like a lion penis, right? That's the whole point.
They thought it was going to happen.
Yeah. They thought that was going to be a aphrodisiac.
That doesn't make you gay.
I'm sure it doesn't make you have a huge lion penis either.
Right.
You mean if it was a male lion? Anyways. So anyways, it says...
But it seems like eating a lion penis would do something, though. Right?
I don't know.
Right?
No.
I don't know.
No, but if you are a superstitious person, like pre-scientific age...
Yeah, agreed.
It's like, well, of course if you eat a lion penis...
Yeah, that's the
like you're gonna get stronger. Yeah,
that's the purashi ball.
Yeah.
Kintama no hou ga yosaso janai. Soi mondai janai.
Soi mondai kama. Like sochi
iku. Is that just like your personal preference?
Yeah, no,
essential vitamins and minerals.
So so. Science nakatta ra tashikani so ne.
Ma omochatta ra ne. Sonna kouka mo aru kara.
Demo scientifically is it proven? Hibi no.
Absolutely not, I'm sure. It's not approved by the FDA.
Science has thrown out a ton of stuff, from lion penises to tiger penises to bull sperm and all that jazz. As far as like even acupuncture has been dismissed by mainstream science.
Right.
Stuff that's still relatively well accepted here.
Yeah, yeah.
Chiropractors have been marginalized by mainstream science as well.
That's
but
true.
But there are a ton of people that swear that chiropractors help.
Well, it's 気が済み kouka, man.
骨盤ダイエットとか重儲けしてるもんね。とかね。だってあれあったじゃん。
The nabe.
Nabe.
What's that stuff that they used to... The 肌がプルプルになるやつ?
Ah, collagen.
They said collagen is bullshit. They said it was all marketing. 全く嘘って聞いたんだけど。
Is it though?
大した効果ないって聞いた肌には。
They're saying now that serotonin might not have anything to do with depression.
Oh god. We're switching subjects very quickly.
Well, I'm just saying like recent scientific revelations. It's like we never really have the answer. We're not as sure as mainstream science would like to make you think we are. Cuz they flipped the script so much.
そうだよね。温暖化がない、地球温暖化がないっていう人もいるし。うん。だしこの前友達にタバコやめたって言ったら、でもね、科学的にタバコが体に悪いのは証明されてないんだよって言われて。されてるよ。だいぶされてるよ。みたいな。でもそんな強く言われちゃうとなんかもう何も言えなくて。
One in two people that smoke cigarettes and do not quit smoking are killed by cigarettes. And the worst thing is the vast majority of people that suffer from erectile dysfunction, something like 90% of people that have erectile dysfunction
are
smokers. Yes.
完全に.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
だからタバコどうやってやめさせるかっていうと、男から見たらやっぱり インポになるとか子供できないってなると、やっぱ本気になっちゃうんだよね、話が。インポだけで。
How did you quit though?
I just went cold turkey.
結構すごいね。急にやめた。Cold turkey? Just one day?
やめた。
Do our listeners know what cold turkey means?
Cold turkey.
Cold turkey.
なんでそう言うんだろうね。急にやめる。なんかcold
turkeyっていう時ってね、あの、でもなんですぐにね、なんでだろうね。
What? Cold turkey?
You go cold turkey to the show.
Is it about Thanksgiving?
He's a smoker too.
But I know you just stopped all of a sudden, but how did you stop all of a sudden? Because
I just did.
Because you can like not smoke one day. But the next day comes and you have that choice again of whether to smoke or not smoke, right? And you didn't smoke. Day three, you had the choice to smoke or not smoke and you didn't smoke. So what was different this time that you actually quit? Or have you never tried to quit before?
I've never actually tried to quit. なんか、やめる理由があればやめれると思う。でも、きっかけがないから。
別に。え、っていうかホステスになってタバコ吸う頻度多くなんじゃないの？お、あんま関係ないと。仕事中別に吸わないから。あ、本当？Maybe
a little bit.
She's just more alcoholic now.
アルコールはやめない。ただタバコは I felt like いつでもやめられる。で周りに言うとなんか何言ってんのお前言い訳じゃんって言われるんだけど、今回もすんなりやめられたし、うん。
で、うん、どう調子は体の？
全然変わんないよ。
そう言っちゃダメだよ。
全然。だから
今聞いててタバコやめなきゃいけないって人がいたら、あ全然変わんねえじゃんいいやと思って。
Yeah, in fact, Emmy's gonna start smoking again.
ダメじゃん、ダメじゃん。
あ、まあまだでも1ヶ月ぐらいしか経ってないから、まだ効果が出てないのかもしれない。
でも1ヶ月すごいじゃん。
うん、結構すんなり。あさってで1ヶ月とかだから。
へえ。You have any advice for people with addictions that want to stop?
No.
Have you overcome any other addictions?
No. Addiction. 自分自覚ないから。だからお酒はアディクションかもしれない。やめたくないし。でもこれもやめる理由あったらやめれると思うよ。Like if I get pregnant, I know I'm gonna quit.
いや当たり前だろ。
でもさ、addiction だったら、
当たり前だろ。
俺ちょだって addiction だったらさ、妊婦さんになったらやめられないんじゃない？
どっち？タバコ？
お酒？
いやいやいや。
There are a lot of women who become pregnant and keep smoking but quit drinking alcohol.
Yeah, and what happens to the kids?
でも逆バージョンもあるんじゃない？I just can't みたいな。
Yeah, yeah.
だったら子供産んでる場合じゃねえじゃんって話だよ。
But people that keep drinking while they're pregnant usually just keep smoking too.
Right. Right.
It's they're not just saying.
Yeah.
But you say that, but you actually have full confidence that you could stop drinking if you got pregnant.
But cold turkey is tough. It's not easy just to quit.
Cold turkey は難しい。
Especially cigarettes. That's got to be tough to just quit.
全然大丈夫。
I think my dad did. But going back to the etymology of cold turkey for a second.
はいはい、cold turkey の意味。
There's a few. One of them is a narrowing of the meaning suddenly or without preparation. 急に。で、from cold turkey being a dish that requires little preparation. だから、冷たい料理って別にそんな準備ないでしょ。で一瞬でできるっていう意味で cold turkey で何かをやめたっていう話になるらしい。一つ目。
Interesting. So it's
だから料理を例えば料理を作るじゃん。
Like leftovers?
違う。料理を作るじゃん。で、すごく
cold turkey?
ですごく簡単な料理ってあるわけでしょ。
生じ
ゃん、cold turkey. だから例えばだから生だから何もしなくていいわけじゃん。だすぐに作れるってことなんだよ。
いや逆にターキーは時間かかりそう。
そうだよね。
じゃあだから冷たいっていうのがポイントなんだよ。Cold turkey。
じゃあなんで冷たいの？
だ例えば鶏刺しあるじゃん。鶏刺し。
だ鶏刺し。アメリカの鶏刺しなんか考えてないし。
ね。
し
めじだよ。違う。俺今説明してるわけ。
はい。
鶏刺しって、
はい。
鶏をそのまま料理して時間かかるじゃん。鶏って火通さなきゃいけないから。でも鶏刺しって切って落とすだけじゃん。ですぐ食べれるわけでしょ。 Cold chicken, cold turkey, cold なんとかすぐにできる。で cold turkey っていうのはすぐにやめるってことじゃん、
うん、
だからすぐに物を作れる。すぐにそこから由来があったらしい。別に俺が今作ってるわけじゃないからね。らしいらしい、っていう話っていう話。
I see. 急に
cold turkey、
まあSure.
みんなめっちゃライ疑
ってるでしょ。 It's not as clear as you. It's not.
No, but they don't have a clear. It's just
it must
one
be
of
really,
the.
Must be really old.、
ね、
oh, I'm sure it is. Yeah. Cold turkey just seems like an old phrase.
Do you know anyone that's addicted to pachinko?
Pachinko. Is it really addiction or?
Oh,
yeah.
Pachinko.
It's gambling. It's gambling.
Pachinko addictions are crazy.
But casinos are bad.
Casino.
They're illegal in Japan.
Yeah.
Pachinko's good. Just standing in front of a machine with wild techno music blaring while smoking cigarettes is legal. Playing blackjack is illegal. What a country.
It doesn't really make sense.
What a country.
But there, it seems like Japan may legalize gambling.
They are.
Especially with the upcoming Olympics.
Yeah.
Olympics, I don't know.
They're thinking about using the Tsukiji area.
Really?
It's been in the news.
For gambling?
Tsukiji. Well, no, because remember Tsukiji is going to move, the fish market.
Really?
Yeah. So they're thinking of using that area, which is also close to Toyosu, as...
Where's Tsukiji going?
I don't know.
Why are they moving the market?
How do you move the fish market? もう魚ないのか。
なんかすごいいろいろ変わるよね。
If Tsukiji becomes a gambling place?
No, like everything in なんか日本2020年のオリンピックのためにいろいろやってない。
So they're relocating Tsukiji Fish Market in 2015.
来年じゃん。
Where to? Where to?
It says here the proposed new. Let's see. The move was being postponed for a year due to unexpectedly extensive contamination of the earth in the proposed new site at Toyosu. So Toyosu.
Toyosu new goku.
まあそれがプランらしい。
What?
Toyosu.
Toyosu って結構おしゃれな栄えてるエリアじゃない?
Yeah, but isn't it Umetatechi? Right? So I think they're still checking out all of that stuff and getting it legally.
Can't they put カジノを違うところに設置することできないの?
わかんない。でもこの今読んでるのは豊洲。だスペースがいいんじゃない?あの辺が。か安いか。わかんないけど。
これ、ギャンブリングのためじゃないよね。
カジノ置くんでしょ、そこに。
ここには書いてないね。
ああ、そこそこ。They're just gonna move
でもそのなんか東京なのか大阪なのかっていう話もいろいろあるし、でお台場でやるのかお台場でやんないのかっていう結構いろんな話が出てて、まだ決まってないんじゃない？明確になってないと思う。
まあオリンピックを東京でやるんだったらその辺にクジノがあった方がいいかもしれないけど、こんないっぱい移動する必要あんのかね。
まあ2000多分。
What else are they doing? So are they're rebuilding that仙台屋のやつ right?
The Yoyogi like 体育館 or what are you talking about?
The one in 仙台屋。
仙台屋。
The stadium?
仙台屋の前に代々木の近くに。
神宮花火今年最後になる。
Stadium and they have public facilities there and like the。
Oh yeah,
they're like redoing that, I believe.
Well, they're redoing a lot of the buildings. So everything is culminating for 2020, right? Every business decision that's made by anybody right now is 2020 年に向けて, which is going to be crazy.
I wonder how that's going to play out.
全然想像できない。2020
年。日本で。
Yeah.
So what?
6年後。
What do you think things are going to be like in 2020? Just what major changes directly, like in our lives, do you think are going to happen in like the next 6 years? I mean, it's like it's hard to imagine. No, even just 6 years, because
consumption tax is going to be 15%.
Not really, though. Right? It's going to be 10%.
Oh, okay.
Right?
I feel much better.
Instead of 3%, yeah. Which is what it was supposed
exactly.
to be.
Exactly.
Yeah. Have you guys heard about this swatting? Do you know what this is? Swatting? You know what SWAT teams are, right? Like...
特殊部隊みたいな。
Yeah, like police teams that have...
special forces.
Special equipment, special training. Anyways, there's this trend right now in the U.S. called swatting. Mm-hmm. And it's where these... Usually it's online gamers. So in the online games, people stream their webcam. So while you're playing an online game, people can see like your face and you can see like other players on your screen.
Yeah.
And this is all live and online and a bunch of people are interconnected this way. Mm-hmm. So what people have started to do is swat other people in this online game. And what that means is call the police and give them a false tip.
Yeah.
That will lead the police and a SWAT team to this video gamer's house.
Oh no.
So there's all these videos right now on the internet of swatting of some dude just playing like some like World of Warcraft or something, and you see him like just sitting there just like playing this game, and then he like looks behind him and like he heard something. He's like, what was, I'll be right back. He like leaves for a second. He comes back. There's like SWAT team with like machine guns and body armor and the works. Yeah, just like in his living room, and he's getting arrested. And they're rummaging through everything. They're like stepping on his neck.
What? Like, why?
SWAT gokko.
SWAT gokko.
本物のSWATだもんね。
It's a real SWAT team. Yeah.
じゃあドッキリじゃん。
Yeah.
要は。
Yeah.
え、相手の、え、what?なんか話が長くて途中ボケっとしちゃったけど。What?
So, people are playing video games online. Mm. People are streaming from their webcams while they do this. Mm. Swatting is when someone calls the police and puts in a tip, like tips off the police, so that they'll go raid this video gamer's house. The video gamer didn't do anything.
That's so stupid. それでわざわざ SWAT も動くの?
じゃあだから相当な罪っていうか。
Yeah, yeah. So actually the whole point of this trend is to highlight the fact that SWAT teams will bust into people's homes with no warrant or anything.
Right. And how much evidence? It's only one phone call, right?
Right.
Yeah. And not only is it just one phone call, but it's bullshit.
Yeah.
So this is a really strange phenomenon, but the idea is to just draw attention to the fact that these SWAT teams will raid people's homes with no warrant, oftentimes treat that person very poorly, and it's all streamed on the internet every time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right?
Wait, これアメリカ?
America.
So is the purpose to get the gamer with the SWAT team, like embarrass him, or is it to make it, let everybody see what the SWAT teams are doing when they show up? Both.
Both. Both.
Wait, I understand, like, そういう、まあ、通報の電話入れて、まあ、警察官がいきなりドカって入ってくるの分かるけど、SWAT ってさ、結構、ね、時間かけて、金かけて、育て上げた
結構お金かかるから、
ね、特殊部隊の人たちでしょ、うん、それがいきなり入ってくるのって I mean, 相手側もなんかちょっと変な麻薬の売人があそこの住所にいるんでとっちめて やってくださいって座って動く
Yeah. Well, that's what they're trying to show.
Yeah.
That, that these police departments are just going way overboard with their SWAT teams and their military equipment and their armored vehicles and whatnot.
Well, interesting. They had the the kid who got his that told police that he got his backpack stolen, and it had his PC in it. And he said the person who took the backpack had a gun. Mm. The kid didn't. The guy who took it didn't have a gun, but he told the police that he did. And so they went after this kid, assuming he had a gun. Found him, shot him. They killed him. Didn't have a gun. So the kid who reported it is getting in trouble for telling, basically lying to the police. But the kid knew that if he said some kid stole his backpack, the police will not move for that. They don't care. They don't care about your backpack.
Because they can't shoot the guy.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, well, that's not target practice.
Yeah.
But when the kid says he's got a gun, now everybody has to take it seriously. So is this a flaw in the kid's logic, or is it a flaw in police not helping us out?
It's 100% the police department's fault.
Exactly.
You can't just shoot someone that's
They're
unarmed.
They're supposed to be trained, right?
Right. they're just going on a tip. Let's so say, it's the same thing as the SWAT thing.
But let's assume that the kid did have a gun. Even then, you know,
yeah,
that's not reason to shoot the guy.
No, exactly. But that's the problem.
If so many people have been getting shot by the police lately in the U.S., it really makes me nervous about being there, you know. Between the police shooting all these people, between that and all the school shootings,
yeah,
and then just the regular crime-related shootings,
right?
Then the accidental shootings. You have these people who open carry. It's like, oh, I've got my AR-15 assault rifle and I'm walking around on this school campus. By the way, this is protected by my Second Amendment rights.
Well, listen, you're making this a very... It's not nearly as bad as people think, because everybody sees the news, and obviously Ferguson is horrible. But, 実際アメリカ行ったら場所によるけど、俺なんかシカゴの近くに住んでたのに一回も見てないから拳銃。
いやでもそういう問題じゃないでしょ、自分が見てないからって。
じゃなくてそこまでひどくないよと。別にそんなどこ行っても撃たれるっていう国じゃないから、絶対。
まあね、広い国ですし、ね。
だから場所を決めなきゃいけないっていうのが事実だと思う。
It depends where you are.
Yeah.
But I've definitely been in sketchy places. In the United States, where a lot of people have guns. If you go to Texas, everyone has a gun.
Right.
All my relatives have guns. Literally, you just have to assume that everyone has a gun.
Yeah.
They'll have guns in their cars. Like, you better watch what you're doing.
Well, that's the problem, right? People have guns. Police know that people have guns, thus are afraid of those people,
and shoot
thus
them.
Thus, will use their own gun, right?
Will shoot them even when they don't have guns,
right?
Because they think they have.
まあそんなわけにいかないんだよね。残念ながら。Because it's America. They have political connections and it's not good.
It's America.
Stupid. なんかハンティングとかってさ、使いたいならさ、場所とか決めて。
それが難しいんじゃない？その法律を決めるの。それが大丈夫なんだったら、これはなんで大丈夫じゃねえんだよ。
普通に銃持ち歩く必要な
くない？いや、ないと思うよ。でもそんなすぐにコールドターキーに変えるわけにはいかないじゃん。
コールドターキー。
いかないじゃん。残念ながら
この冷めたターキ
ー冷たい七面鳥ね
そうそうそう
I really don't think it would be possible at all to just ban guns, unfortunately.
Yeah, there's too many crazy people with guns.
そうだね You said that right.
No. Nah. What else did we have?
Can we go into a little, もうちょっと軽いトピック。
お願いします。
じゃあちょっと。
Oh, wait, I have a question.
Okay.
Emmy, have you been sent dick pics before?
いきなり、ちょっと、Rai, 待って待って、俺聞かなきゃいけないことがあるみたいな。チンコの写真？送られたことないよ。
What?
From who?
From anybody. Like, does it matter? From anybody.
Yeah.
Any. 知り合い? Anyone?
知り合いっていうか、メールかなんかで。
E-mail 怪しいや
つ。かっこつけで自分のものの写真を送ってきて。結構流行ってんだよね。世界中で。
ディックピックはないね。
Really?
Why?
彼氏とか。
見たくない。別に写真に収めてほしくない。なんかその撮ってるところを想像してなんかうわーみたいな
じゃあでもそれが体の美しさの見方の違いだよねなんか女性ってさいくら裸の写真送られてきても別になんでこんなの見たくねえよって思うわけないから男はでも男が自分の全裸の写真送ったら何やってんのこいつって話じゃん
It's a bit of a double standard
ね、ね、
ないかなうん
面白くないな、うん、
なんで
Oh, we were talking about it before we started recording a little bit.
Oh, ちょっと。最近送ったマイケルみたいな。
いや、送ってないです。
最近はあんまない。
もう悩んでる。
あ、じゃあ声を。
送った方がいいか。
今ストックはある。
やっぱりやめちゃう。
顔じゃなくてこれで判断してくれと。
あ、でもやだ。 なんかエッチい写真とかも私送ったことない相手に。
本当に？
うん。どっかたまにさ、まあ、変な話フェラしてる時にちょっと撮らしてっていう人もいるけど、絶対無理。彼氏でも絶対無理。
あの出てほしくないからね。
そう、you never know like いつね、
う
ん、別れて、
それはそう
だね、別れてとかそれ以前になんかさちょっと自慢して。友達にイエーイみたいな。
でも男がそういうことをやりたいっていうことはもう本当プライドの問題じゃん。なんか自慢話っていうか、
そうそうそう、それが嫌だ。
これ撮れたっていう、それ以外の理由はないじゃん、
うん、
俺らのメモリーを一緒に見ようぜ後で。
懐かしいなこのフェラチオ懐かしいわ
懐かしいフェラチオ。
なんかさ、自己満 and to like yeah you know かっこつける。
なんか 女の子ってさ、元彼のことを考えると、うん、なんか男って基本的になんか あの子超可愛かったな、なんかもうセックス超良かったって常に思ってる男はいると思うんだけど、
うん、
女の子に聞くと、あいつよくあいつそんな長く付き合ったなとか、絶対あいつと寝たくねえとか
う
もういいやあいつはっていう考えが多い気がするんだよね。
They lean negative.
絶
対エッチはしたくないけど、まあいい思い出はいい思い出だなみたいな。
A lot of people think about upgrades and downgrades as well. So I think by putting down your exes, putting down people from your past relationships, you kind of, it preserves that sense that you are not in decline.
You mean it's easier to move on?
It's easier to move on. Your losses were less than they would feel like otherwise. And also, newer partners are more attractive the shittier you think about your exes.
You think it's that logical? You think women do that?
I think
so,
yeah.
As a reason to move on quicker?
I think women are surprisingly calculated.
I think women move on better than men in general, because I think men want to forget about it, and then they're like, oh well, I'm single. So they go out to the bar, they go out to the club, trying to fill this hole, theoretically and metaphorically. And
right.
Whereas women, and this is not everybody, but I think women deal with the problem quicker. So they cry about it, they think about it, they digest it, and then they get over it, and then they can move on. Mm. Whereas men try to get over it immediately and then sleep with a bunch of girls, and then go home and think, oh, I still miss her. Or I'm doing something with other people to overcompensate for the relationship. So I think women move on just generally quicker than men do.
What do you think? 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 Like, あのパソコンで when you save a file? 女は上書き保存。だからもう彼、昔の彼なんかもう忘れてんの、like, ない。
なるほどね。
で、男は What's the other one? Save and save.
Save as? 別ファイルで保存。
そうそうそう。別ファイルで保存する。だから前の彼女に会っても、あなんかいけるみたいな思っちゃうんだね。So like you haven't totally forgotten it, her. でも女って結構もう別れると、
ね、
一回関係終わると It's like, ah, 別に。
ね。
確かに。
Yeah. Wasn't there some, there was some viral meme about this with like Wi-Fi and Bluetooth, where with Wi-Fi, it was like women work like Wi-Fi, where they like can, if something has Wi-Fi, it can just connect to the nearest like Wi-Fi station, right? So
right,
like you have a bunch of like Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Stations like show up, like which Wi-Fi you're going to connect to.
No.
But Bluetooth just kind of like connects to this one thing, right?
Yeah.
So which is which?
Yeah, which is which?
I guess Bluetooth is men, and Wi-Fi are
what?
Is like women.
Yeah.
I,
no.
Yeah.
Really?
I
don't remember.
Men, it's like a universal remote. Yeah. No. Yeah. I mean, women have a clearer sense, I'm sure, of connection than men do in general. So yeah, Bluetooth makes sense. でも上書き保存面白いね。
なんかそれは昔からよく聞く。 And it makes sense, I think. Sorry, I don't have any dick.
So, well, there's this new service out, and there's a lot of services. There's like Match.com. There's OkCupid. There's just a lot of DIK site. 今回はね、DNA を使った出会い系サービス。It's called Singled Out. And the difference is, you're not judging people based on their pictures or their hobbies. You're literally basing them on DNA. So what this company does after you sign up is they send you like a DNA testing kit. So you take swabs in your mouth. とにかく DNA を残す。で、それを研究っていうか、アナライズして、結果が出ると。で、その結果により、相手が決まる。っていうサービスができてる。だから外見だけじゃないと。
外見
と趣味だけではないと。
でも何人か出てくるわけでしょ。
うん。だからまあ、その、サービスに出てなきゃいけない。だからその DNA の計算の仕方とかも分かんないけど。
So how is this actually set up for someone that goes to try to use this service? Is it just like blind dating? Completely blind?
確かに。
Well, so there's a quiz-based personality test. 心理ゲームが。まず。And it's described as highly accurate. It's measuring biological compatibility. With the help of a company called Instant Chemistry, and they look at specific parts of the genetic code, including the do you know how to pronounce this? The human leukocyte antigen system, HLA.
Sounds close.
And the serotonin transporter gene.
Hmm.
So they said these three genes within the system are said to be crucial to biological compatibility. Affecting the makeup of our immune system as well as pheromones we put in the world. だからフェロモンの話もまた出てくるんだけど、なんかフェロモンって実はこの昔聞いたんだけど、ピル飲んでる時ってなんかピル飲んでて結婚するじゃん。でピル飲んでて、ピル
何何何話飛びすぎなんだけど、
ピル飲んでて誰かと付き合うとしたら、
はいはい、
例えとして、
ね、うんうん、
でずっとピル飲んでるの。で結婚すると子供欲しいからピルやめるじゃん、
ね、うん、
でピルやめるときって全然体から出てくるフェロモンだとかが変わってくるらしいのね。
うーん、
just basic chemistry everything changes、うん、でそれはなぜならやっぱりピル飲んでると生理が止まったりイレギュラーになったり、まあ、むしろレギュラーになったりして普段の自分と変わるわけよ、うん、
ピル飲んでるとちゃんと来るんだよね、うん、
そう、でもやっぱり
それをやめるとまた生理が不順になってってこと。
There are a lot of people that date and、yeah. then they start dating seriously.
Yeah.
And then when they start dating seriously, she starts taking the pill.
Yeah. That's fine.
そうだね。
And that seems to work out.
That's fine.
Okay.
そう、初めからもうピル飲んでる時点で付き合い始めたらやっぱりその相性が変わってくるらしいよ。だからそこの相性は嘘ってこと。そのピル飲んでる。人と恋愛するときはだから結婚するじゃん、子供欲しいじゃん。でそうなると本来の自分が出てくるわけよ。
そんな変わる
biologically is what they're saying. It was in a study.
Interesting.
And they said the divorce rates are super high for people that stated that they dated as she was taking the pill.
Maybe girls on the pill are just generallyLess wifey material.
Different. That's
a different story. That's
a different
story. That's a different story. That's a different story. That's a different story.
That's
a
different story. That's a different story. That's a
So it means the DNA thing is actually a way more accurate way of figuring out who you're compatible with than just looking at someone's profile. So what they're selling, their UDI, is this is science.And it's DNA. So the people that you're matched up with, you're going to be completely biologically compatible. It's an experiment.
You know what the main issue with this is? Is that the only girls that are going to use this service are like kind of desperate, really nerdy.
Oh, you mean like Tinder? Yeah. Services yeah. like Tinder are blowing up.
Tinder,
you think they could incorporate this DNA analysis into something like Tinder or
yeah.
What's the Japanese version of it?
OKCupid も日本人いるでしょ。
They have like the omiai ones and the
konkatsu.
ペアも there's a lot lately.
ペアリー?
What? What is it?
ペアリー.
ペアリー?
あれ違うか。ペアリー何? ペアリー。なんかFacebookの広告でよく見ない?
出会い系サイト?
出会い系に近いのかな。に近いって何?
I'm
not really sure. What is it? My friend works there, but... そう、よくわかんない. Yeah, but one of those, like, matchmaking... でもすごいよね。DNAってでもすごい遺伝子でしょ。遺伝子レベルで自分に合った人を見つけるんでしょ。だからまあその自分のDNAあってブサイクだったらどうしよう。まだそういう問題じゃない。Emmy
just wants to look.
外見じゃねえか。Emmy just wants to
look。でも大事じゃん。いや外見は大事だと思うよ。だっていくら遺伝子が相性いいよって言われてもさ、いきなり何? なんか変なムーミンみたいな女の子が来てたさ。ムーミン?What?みたいな。みたいな女の子。I don't know.とりあえずルックスが好みじゃない。ムーミン。ムーミン知ってるけど、ムーミンみたいな女の子。I don't know.That's the first thing that came.
相性っつっても恋愛じゃなくても友達かもしれないじゃん。ああ。わかんないけど。
Don't you think that we're slowly moving away from people just being able to have a conversation with someone else just for the sake of having a conversation?
日本はでも前からそうじゃない?そうだよね。だってナンパが、ナンパがネガティブじゃんね。いや、そう、いきなりなんかこんにちはとか言ってる。ああ、やだ、ナンパとか言われたらね、こっちも丸切れするじゃん。いや、but like not ナンパ、but just
a random conversation for the sake of having a conversation. Like if you started talking to
like
some
small talk.
If you started yeah. talking to some like a 70-year-old woman randomly, like that's not
I do.
Nampa. Oh, it's not
you. You
Nampa shitenno? 70代.
70代の女性は。やっぱりね、やっぱり経験豊富だからね。じゃなくて普通にスーパーにいてなんか
But usually it's old people that initiate that, right? Yeah, so people like our age.
Yeah, Emmy, まずエミとマイクに話しかけたくない。絶対。絶対。いや、もう話もそうだよ。話しかけんのオーラ出してる。いや、俺もそうかもしれないけど。
What?
なんで同じハーフにこんなこと言われなきゃいけないの?いや、同じハーフだからだよ。同じハーフだからだよ。
Yeah, with it's weird. People are so willing to interact with each other, so like sporadically, randomly, spontaneously in the digital world, but not at all in person.
Yeah, it is creepy.
Yeah.
So, is this just going to continue to go this direction?
多分そうなんじゃない? I think it's only gonna get worse. なんか前受けてた授業でなんかこの女の子が言ってあそうだなって思ったのが最近ではなんか Facebook stalking とかあるじゃない? なんか Facebook で見てあこの子可愛いなって思って。でも実際その子に会って、その子に実際に話しかけたら、例えばクラブにいて、あねなんか初めまして、すごい綺麗だねって言ったら その女の子は、え、何こいつってなるけど、例えばFacebookで、共通の友達がいてメッセージを送って、なんか、あ、共通の友達がいて何回か見たんだけど、初めましてって言うと、別に、あ、気持ち悪いってならない。Do you know what I'm saying?
で、実際会って話すと気持ち悪ってなるような普通のintroductionがオンラインだと別に。 Is it just harder to be repulsive via chat? Is that what that is?
No, but first of all, you can't compare that because you said there's kyotsu no tomodachi. Kyotsu no tomodachi is like the basis of when you can talk to somebody. That's the reason. Mm. It's not nanpa then, right? So I think kyotsu no tomodachi ga hairu to kanarazu nanpa ni naranai wake yo. Dakara kurabu ittemo, ah, nantoka nantoka no tomodachi da yo ne tsutemo, ja nanpa janai jan tte hanashi de shou. Da sono nanpa no nuance no hanashi jan mo. Demo deai wa deai tte iu. Da deau no wa ii no ka, warui no ka.
Maybe I'm saying it wrong, but it made a lot of sense.
知らねえよそれは知らねえ
じゃあでもねナンパってなんかすごいネガティブな、ね、考えだよね、mm. でも実際考えたらこう
Well, my issue is that everything is assumed to be ナンパ when it may not necessarily like that's the assumption that girls make if you're a pretty,、right. if you're a pretty girl、in your 20s and a guy tries to talk to you before he's even opened his mouth you know this guy is trying to hit on you and you're not interested your hand like, goes up it's like whoa get out of my like personal area so
そこでまあめげたらまあそれまでじゃない？
え、じゃあ顔がかっこいいのと全て一緒で顔がかっこいいかかっこよくないかっつったら話返す頻度は高くなるでしょ
う。どの道ちゃんと話は返す？
パッと見てあイケメンだと思ったらもうちょっと話す？
もういやずっと話し続ける私から会話は別に、うん、あの途切れない。
ブサイクでもかっこよくても。
まあ、かっこいい方がねモチベーション上がるよね、
まあ、そういう話だよね、
yeah.
結局
But, yeah.
でもバイトも関係あるじゃないバイトっていうか仕事
うん、
うん、
何でも話し返しますよ
いや仕事はそうだよ仕事はそうだよ
クビになるよみたいなこのおっさんつまんねえ
いや興味ない
いやそれもそれで売れんじゃないツンデレパターンで
いやだよいやでもちゃんと返すうんね、でもまあえなんだろうまあそもそも日本少ないよねいきなり話しかけられるっていうのは
そう、
うん、
あ海外に比べて
うん
どだろうね
いいやら悪いんやら、うん、
えナンパ受けてそのままなんか発展したことある
え
まあデート行ったとか
ナンパからの
うん日本で
デート
うん
普通はあるんじゃない
いやわかんないあるのデート
あるんじゃない
じゃあだから聞いてん
ナンパからのデートああ、あるあるあるある
普通に、
うん、久しぶりすぎて忘れたけど、うんうん、なくはないね
なあるんだね
何回ぐらい
分かんない
数え切れない分
かんない
じゃあでもさでもさナンパと例えば友達の紹介を比べるとしたら、
うん、
友達の紹介ってただ友達がまあお前ら二人うまくいくんじゃねえかって思う友達の考え方を信じてるわけじゃんでその人と要はブラインドデートしなきゃいけないんでしょか写真一回見るかそれって結構プレッシャーない紹介って
あ紹介とかしたこともないし
男紹介してくれるよ
っ
つったら
されたことないでされてって言われるとちょっとムッとする
変じゃん
いや、yeah, I hate it
でしょだからプレッシャーがあるじゃん会わなきゃいけないしその人とでうまくいかなかったら誰が悪いの自分が悪いのか、うん、紹介した友達が悪いのかって話じゃん誰が責任取んなきゃいけないでしょでもナンパってさ結局その場でノーって言えばそのまま終わるし、
うん、
一緒に遊びたくなかったら遊ばなきゃいいじゃん、
うん、
本人が決めることじゃんだからなんでナンパが悪くて紹介 OK なのかなって思うの紹介の方がプレッシャーかかんない金もかかるし時間もかかるし、
まあ、そうだけど、うんIf you're getting hit on, it's, there's an element of danger and not knowing what kind of person this person really is.
Yeah.
You know, I think, but yeah, that doesn't make hitting on girls
yeah.
that much worse.
It's easier for the girl because she can make a decision.
But there's nothing, there's like not enough information to make a decision on. Do you know what I mean?For women when they get hit on randomly for most girls it's like I think it's like oh maybe he's kind of good looking but he might also be a fucking psycho serial killer or something you don't know and you're probably on your way to something anyways And this probably also happens.
No, you're playing devil's advocate. I understand that. But don't you think it's better to give a girl a choice about what to do than put them in a position where they got to go to izakaya for 3 hours with this dude and then report back?
She doesn't have
to. No, but she doesn't. Yeah,
that's. でも紹介してやるよって言って分かったっていう時点で覚悟してるわけでしょ。
でもなんで紹介は OK でナンバーはダメなのって話なの？俺なんか。
でも紹介が OK じゃなくて、it's safer for the girl. It's もっとなんか安心できるんじゃないの？
I think that's the main. I think that's the main thing.
Do
also,
you think that's good?
Also, with an introduction, you typically go as like a group, right? Yeah, and that's also safer.
Yeah, the gokon.
Yeah, the gokon situation.
まあみんなで飲みに行こう、女の子紹介してやるよみたいな感じで言ったら、
If it's nanpa, it's like okay, 2 de, I'm gonna go with this shiranai yatsu to some abunai tokoro.
No, but nanpa could be anything. You could say hi to somebody and say something and say, hey, can I contact you sometime? And then they leave. It doesn't mean they have to have sex or they gotta go drink. I'm saying it's all.
Usually is the case.
I'm just saying more nanpa ish stuff can be happening. I think that's fine. I don't know why it's so negative. You can have a conversation and it works. And everybody's complaining about deai ga nai, deai ga nai.
Oh, yeah. でしょ? I hate when people
say that.
Deai
nai, deai nai. あるだろ、いくらでも。 頑張れば。 じゃない? だから何もしてないからじゃん。 あっちから来ないからって話じゃん。
But I think it has become that sort of a society where people don't get to meet new people. I mean, think about the average salaryman that lives by himself in his, like, dokujo, like, little apartment. And like goes to work and then goes to nomikai with a bunch of his coworkers and then goes home and wakes up the next day at like 5 in the morning or something. Like he really has no opportunity.
The weekend, like the weekend.
Still, some people even work on weekends. だからそういう人のためにこういうオンラインデーティングってすごいいいと思うの。そういう忙しい人、出会いのない人とか、あとなんだろう。海外から留学とか、まあ、仕事で転職してきて日本語あんまりわからない、なんか English speaking のなんかちょっと、まあ、友達なりパートナーなり探してる人とかオンラインデーティングすごいいいと思う、
全然日本語勉強できなくなっちゃうよね。
いや
わざわざ日本に来たのに外国人と付き合えて、
でも勉強しながらでもやっぱね、ちょっとデートしたいなみたいな、いきなり日本人とデートしろって言われたらね、言語 の, しょあの何壁があるじゃない。
でも行くでしょ。
行くんじゃない、ま
あ、それも一つの経験じゃん。
うん、I know, but いいじゃん別にオンラインデーティング使った
ら。あの、I don't think it's bad. いや、悪くないよ。全然悪いと思ってないよ。たださっきの話は人間同士で会話しないって話でしょ、マイケルが言ってた。
そうね、それ
はそこじゃん。
Well, I really just think that, like you can see the difference between Tokyo and Inaka.
そうだね、田舎みんな話しかけてくれるもんね。
Yeah. And I don't know if it's possible to cultivate that kind of a social culture again in some place like this, or if it's just going to become more and more digitalized. Are we really using these digital avenues to enhance our actual social lives, like actual interactions? Are we using these as opportunities to actually like connect with people, or is that what we're like, are we just spending a lot of time online instead of being social? Do you know what I mean?
Probably both. Yeah,
because you can be on Facebook all day and not meet anyone, but have a lot of what
conversations.
Yeah,
we're definitely hanging out less, don't you think, compared to before?
So ね、まあ年齢もあるから何とも言えないけど。
Yeah, that's true.
年齢やライフスタイル、まあ私は暇だけど
夜のお仕事だから。
But it does change around I think in your late 20s there is some change in the way people behave socially, like you're old
Yeah, like especially when you get babies とか。
ね、あ、極端に考える。
え、じゃない、だって大人になって結婚して、あの子供とか生まれたらさ、
But yeah, our friends are getting married and having children.
They're still on Facebook promoting all of that.
See, them at least you can talk to them. 昔だったらさ、もうすることない、なんかもう専業主婦とかもうどうしましょうみたいになったんじゃない ？At least now we have an outlet.
Less
who's we?
Less baby photos.
Mothers.
We women とか。
I'm done. I'm so done looking at people's babies on Facebook.
ああ、そう、そういう年齢だからね、3人とも。
All right, what's too much on social media?
Too much?
Yeah.Like for people with kids or in relationships. 1000超えたら鬱陶しいでしょ。
1000 what is?
だからある程度のバランスで自分の子供の写真アップしたり、恋人の写真アップしたりっていうのは多分いいと思うんだけど、完全にオーバーになってめっちゃインスタグラム、フェイスブックに上げる人たちってどうなのっていう。
セルフィーズかな。とかね。姫顔の
Gaya.
自社撮り自撮り自撮り自撮り
自社撮り
Do you upload selfies at all?
たまにあ今日髪いいじゃんって時にたま
やってんじゃねえか
No でも constantly なんかもういつもいつもなんか今日はすごい大変な一日だった、ね、みたいな感じな、ね、いやそれまたかよ
俺それが一番ダメかも
Selfies
まずどっちかなんだよね今日こんなひどい一日だった
And it's a selfie.
コメントしてくれと、
yeah.
かこんなすげえ一日良かった一日だったってどっちも聞きたくない。
I don't know. あんま。
What about when you're dating somebody? What's the protocol with social media sharing? If you're dating somebody,
ちょっとやり方があるよね。If you're dating someone,
誰かと付き合ってて、like... そのソーシャルメディアのマナーっていうのは。何
あとフェイスブックのステータスとかあるじゃん、
う
ん
う
ん、
そうリレーションシップありにするのか
誰かに付き合
ってるかあー私あれ始めた頃からずっとエンゲージ状態にしてる
誰と
あーそういうタイプか
男友達とエンゲージ
よくある
裏技裏技
パターンか
際なんか付き合ったり別れたりするたんびになんか別れた時とか特に
め
んど
くさい、
ね、なんかどうでもいいやつに慰められるの、うん、
毎回アップデートしたくない
Oh my god Emmy are you okay? It's like 知らねえよ
Yeah like every week
そ, そんないっぱいいねえよそうでもその説明がめんどくさいからもうなんか親友とエンゲージ状態にして
頭いいね、
防御してる、うん、Yeah
But I feel like
しかも男じゃん
It's a common It's one of the go-to techniques
Yeah,
yeah. To go the engage
18歳からずっとやってるそれ
Wow Wow, you were one of the earliest
そうそうそう
アーリーアダプターってやつ、
yeah. アーリーアダプター
そう You might have invented that method、
Oh, maybe
The Emmy
The Emmy scheme そうそう
マイケルは Are you getting feedback?
I don't know, なんかAliens. What were we talking about?
Facebook, oh, right, relationship right, right. status.
What have I been doing? I didn't change.
Have you officially been in a relationship on Facebook?
I have. I'm pretty sure I did do that for two exes ago. I did that.Did I do it with my most recent?
What happened when you broke up? Did it say Michael and whoever broke up on Facebook?
I don't know.
That's the problem, right?
All those memories have been repressed.
The whole expunged.
I don't know.
Uaga kyozo.
I don't know. I stayed away from Facebook for a while. I was like, I'm done. Not trying to see any photos right now or nothing.
Yeah.
anyways もう2時間ぐらい
結構経ってる結構
経ってるよね、
うん、もう以上かな
以上 I don't want to go to the bathroom
だから
めっちゃ我慢してる
トイレ行きたかった
そうそうそう
言えばいいのに今日She's sitting so upright Like her posture はどんどん良くなってきて
そうそうそうそうタイカレー食っちゃいけないよ
OK 以上かな、
うん、
よ。
はい、
お疲れ様です。ありがとう、うん、2人とも。
ありがとう。バイリンガルニュース、
また来ちゃうかもね。
うん、以上です。
バイ
バイバイ。